Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Don't worry, it is not a hostile takeover. I'm just having a good time hanging out here and sitting in for Mark Cox with some of my very favorite people in the radio business. We got Sue Thomas in traffic, of course. Kim St. Ange holding down the fort in news. And, of course, Ethan Bright producing. Good having all of you guys. It's always fun with you guys.
Nice to have you, Heidi.
Yeah, thanks. Portland, Oregon. Okay, do we ever want to go there?
Can't say it's high on my list of places to go.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you said that because they had a Christmas tree lighting, but they didn't call it a Christmas tree on Friday night. Why am I not surprised at this story?
What did they call it, dare I ask?
They called it the tree lighting, just the tree lighting.
Can't say Christmas. That's offensive.
Can't say Christmas, but then this is so good. This is, you can't make this stuff up. They did it at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. Festive occasion, listen to this, was kicked off with a woman from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs thanking everyone in the crowd for coming out on Native American Heritage Day. I'm not making this up.
At least what it's day not is, in, Indigenous day, Peoples Day.
Right. What day is that, Native American Heritage Day? I don't want to slam that day, but what day is it? I don't know. It's a tree lighting ceremony. Here's my question. Do you think if they weren't lighting the tree that was not named the Christmas tree, anyone would show up to hear this woman talk?
Asking. Maybe is it a holiday tree? Is that what they call it these days?
Just the tree. Just the tree. That's it. So then listen to this. So then she said, this is the perfect time to bring this up. Once again, the woman would have no audience if they weren't going to light the tree. Okay, we all agree on that? Yes. This is the perfect time to bring this up. There are a lot of genocides going on. Can I hear a free Palestine?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not making this up. Then she led the crowd in a song I've never heard of called Strong Woman's Song. Have you ever heard of it? Strong Woman's Song?
Mm-mm. Doesn't sound like my type of a song.
Right. It's not the View theme song or anything like that. Or that's would be obnoxious woman's song.
Is it how men are oppressive?
I'm sure. They're always oppressive.
Ethan, you should apologize for being a man.
Just apologize.
No, that's good.
Wake up in the morning.
I'm good. Yeah. Thanks.
It's ridiculous. So then she performed the song along with two children and another woman, noting that it felt appropriate since we're representing our matriarchs up here. So let me check the boxes. So it's not a Christmas tree. It's Free Palestine. It's the Native Americans. And it's fighting against the patriarchy. That's a lot of boxes to check in one ceremony. Wouldn't you agree?
It's like intersectionality. Like you're more of a victim if you can check a bunch of boxes, right? You should be catered to more if you're a woman and if you're black and if you're lesbian and if the list goes on and on and on. My brain just wants to explode trying to keep track of everything.
I know. It's crazy. I'm sharing this. This is from the New York Post. I'm quoting this. Though the event seemed to lack the usual Christmas spirit most U.S. cities embrace during the holiday season, you think? The city made sure to trot out a Santa Claus who posed with families and had a sing-along of holiday carols, which included Angels We Have Heard on High and Deck the Halls. Oh, boy.
How many people even realize what the true meaning of Christmas is?
I don't think they do. They think it's all about getting gifts. They don't think it's about the gift that we were given.
Very good. That's very true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, of course, people got on X and complained. They can't even say Christmas tree in Portland. They call it the tree. Why does everything have to be so divisive? Well, because it's Portland. That's what you know, what's amazing is when people complain, and I have a friend who does talk radio in Portland, great guy. God bless him. I don't know how he does it. But it's just, you know, you get to a point as a conservative where you just want to leave an area because it's just so rotten with the wrong ideas, right?
Well, that's the hard part, because that's kind of how St. Louis County is. St. Louis County used to be, it seems like, more red, and it's definitely purple and moving very quickly to more blue, progressive. And so you have people who will make the argument, no, you should stay. You should be the light, because it's going to be very problematic if everybody just flees St. Louis County and moves to St. Charles County. But it's hard not to when you have somebody in power like Sam Page, who's arguably a dictator and was shutting down businesses during the pandemic. And you could go over the bridge in St. Charles County and you were able to go to all the restaurants, which, by the way, he himself tried to do. He shut down all the businesses during COVID here in the county. Well, we're in the city, but in the county. But he thought it was okay to actually take his family out, or whoever he was with, to go eat in St. Charles County because they were open. That's what you're battling. And so it's understandable that people are going to want to pick up and move to a place that more closely aligns with their values.
Yeah, it's really hard. I have a friend who lives in a small town in Michigan, cute little tiny town. And for years, she wanted to open. She's done a lot of things very successfully. She's one of those people who, no matter what she does, and she's done many things, she's always successful. And she's an amazing cook. She puts Martha Stewart to shame. And she finally talked this guy in her tiny town into selling her his bar. He had like a little bar and restaurant. And her husband does renovation. So they completely renovated it. And they had it was just beautiful inside. And she had an amazing menu, and she was putting it on social media, and the place was packed, and it was her lifelong dream, and blah, 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 and then COVID hit. And she lost her restaurant because of, now the people in Florida didn't necessarily lose their restaurants because the businesses were allowed to open again, right? But she lost her restaurant because they had to be closed down for so long. I mean, I don't know how much money. I would never ask how much money she lost in the whole process, totally renovating it. I don't think she was open 3 months.
That's so sad. I mean, there were a number of businesses like that here in the St. Louis area that had worked so hard to open, and they just happened to open, you know, at the end of 2019 or 2020. And then six months later, they're closing up and they can't even afford to stay open anymore.
Right. I mean, we can never forget what they did to us. The idea that you could go to Walmart or a liquor store, but you couldn't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I didn't go. Our church, we kept going. But there was this edict in a lot of places that you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. And, you know, it's interesting how people just bought into that. And sometimes I still see people wearing masks.
Someone was wearing a mask, I think, was it over the weekend or last week? I couldn't believe it that people are still that scared, because now, because you've set the precedent of, oh, that's going to protect you, which I would argue it does not. The little flimsy masks that everyone will wear, even when they're driving in the car by themselves or outside for a walk by themselves with their dog, every time they get a cold, they think it's best to wear a mask, and they think that they're doing they're a good, kind person by wearing that mask, because they're doing it out of, you know, to protect all of us.
I know. When we think of how, I remember getting on a plane and I was wearing one of the flimsiest thing I could possibly find. Like, it was like basically like a pair of nylons that you put over your face, that kind of thing.
That'll protect me.
Really flimsy, because I just was being obnoxious. So I get on the plane and I'm kind of wrestling with it. And the lady's like, well, you better keep that on. This is the flight attendant. And I thought, you're psycho, ma'am, because we're all going to pull our masks off when you bring the drink cart down the aisle. I mean, that's just, we have to remember that's psychotic behavior. Mm-hmm. It made no sense.
Didn't they have masks that had a little hole for you to be able to eat food?
Oh, probably.
Because the whole point of the mask is to cover your mouth. But yes, let's cut out a hole to make it easier to shove the food in our faces.
Yeah. I actually had a mask that said on the front of it, this mask is as useless as our governor.
You wore that out?
Yeah, I did.
I almost
never wore a mask, but I wore that on a plane once, and the TSA agent was kind of snickering, laughing at me when, I mean, in a good way,
yeah,
when
yeah.
I was, you know, checking in.
That's funny.
Because they understood the stupidity of it.
That sounds like something Mark Cox would do.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a point in wearing a mask. When a doctor wears a mask in surgery, it's making sure that he or she is not splashed with body fluids, or they're not spitting by mistake into somebody's open body cavity, right? That's the whole point of it. But it's not preventing viruses from spreading. It never has been designed for that.
Well, these are such tiny little particles that it's going to get through one of those silly, flimsy masks when you're talking about COVID. And yet businesses right here in the St. Louis area were wanting you to show your vaccine passport to dine there. And people were wasting all this money to get them laminated. And all these companies were getting rid of people and telling them, if you don't get your vaccine, you have to go find a different job. And then 2 years later, they realized that the vaccine wasn't doing much. And so everyone was able to just start working there without having the vaccines. The whole thing was just so stupid. And yeah, we have to keep talking about it because sure enough, they'll find some other stupid virus a few years down the road probably and try to scare everyone into staying at home and wearing a mask out everywhere. And we have to say, no, enough is enough. And we've learned something from what happened back in 2020, which it was supposed to be, a two-week thing and ended up being about 2 years.
Right. Yeah. I remember talking to my mom about that because she had some mental health issues, or not mental health, but physical issues, and needed to have the shot. And we were talking about it. I said, she wanted to know why. And I said, Mom, think about it this way. Once you have something, does it make any sense to you at all that you would get a shot for it? And she went, no, it doesn't. Since when have we ever not considered that as part of normal immunity? As human beings wouldn't exist if we all got the same things every year.
Yeah, you'll have the flu and then you probably would still have someone telling you should get a flu shot.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. And then that made sense to her when I put it that way, but none of this stuff made sense. That's really what it comes down to the end of the day. And let's not go there again, kids. Can we just not do that? I don't want to do it. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Harrison from Mark Cox. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Mark returns tomorrow. Don't worry, it's not a hostile takeover. Ryan Smells joins us from Fox News Radio. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving and all that good stuff? Did you get any time off at all, or just constantly on the beat?
I had Thanksgiving off, but then, you know, we had a pretty busy Friday and whatnot. So as we've seen, this new cycle never sleeps for the holidays.
No, it does not. And don't feel bad because I did radio all day Friday. So I get you, buddy. I understand. we don't all get days off. That's the truth.
Yeah, I think I called into your show.
You did. You absolutely did. That's so right. Talk to me about what Congress is up to for the rest of the year now. What are these little cockroaches going to do, taking away our rights? What have they got coming up?
Well, there's likely going to be a vote on health care at some point related to the Obamacare subsidies, the tax subsidies. That'll likely happen sometime either this week, next week, or the week after that. It has been made a promise by Leader Thune to Leader Schumer that he will give them the vote on this. But what plan Democrats put on the floor, we don't know. And of course, you're going to probably be seeing some action on government funding. They've got until the end of January to fund the government. They have three appropriations bills done. They have to do 12 total. They have 9 more that they need to pass, negotiate, and sign into law. And then, of course, you know, Venezuela is probably going to be a big talking point this week as well.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about the health care bill, because I'm hearing rumors that Trump's talking about allowing these subsidies for 2 more years. What are you hearing?
Yeah, we did hear something that the White House was going to float a two-year extension of the program. But there are some conservatives who probably aren't the biggest fans of that because,
no kidding.
You know, in many ways, it's extension of Obamacare. It still is Obamacare. And that'll be a problem for a lot of Republicans who spent a lot of their career trying to get rid of Obamacare and replace it. But, you know, we're at the point now where these programs are going to expire and there's going to be a significant amount of people who are going to see increases in their health insurance premiums. And, of course, there's still going to be questions about, well, what does it say about Obamacare as a program and whatnot? But the reality is, you know, does the Trump administration want to allow a significant number, you know, well into 20 million Americans see an increase in their premiums going into an election year?
And that maybe that's the challenge, is it seems like they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a no-win situation for the Trump administration here because you have vulnerable Republicans who want to see the program extended at some capacity. But you've also got more conservative Republicans who'd like to see the program expelled altogether.
Well, you know, government's not in charge of setting prices. And if these insurance companies weren't getting subsidized for all this stuff, then the prices would drop. And maybe not the first day, but I do believe they would drop precipitously if the government weren't pumping them up. I don't expect you to have an opinion on this. That's what I'm saying, though.
No, but look, I mean, the reality is that this has raised questions about Obamacare in general. And Republicans have asked that question. And, you know, Democrats have been asked this by members of the media about, well, what does it say about Obamacare that it needs health insurance subsidies in order to to make it more affordable. So there is definitely that question that's being asked, but whether or not there is an answer to it or a solution right now, that's kind of where I think we're falling up short here.
Going back to this whole thing involving Venezuela, Heidi and I were discussing this earlier about how Trump's calling for the airspace there to be closed. Obviously, there will be a lot of pushback from that. He's also wanting to pause any sort of asylum discussions in light of the horrific D.C. attack, which to me is very understandable. But to me, it seems like a lot of these things can move very slowly. I mean, the Trump administration, it seems like, has absolute authority to do that. It seems like there's just going to be a lot of hurdles.
Yeah, I mean, they have the authority to do a number of those things. Of course, there's going to be probably legal challenges to that,
right,
and stuff that will get locked up in the courtrooms, as we've seen a lot of executive orders from the Trump administration already. But I think the big thing, and you're seeing maybe a little bit of pushback right now from both Democrats and Republicans on the Senate and House Armed Services Committee, where they're going to want answers on what happened with this Washington Post report about this boat where essentially there were allegedly people who were trying to surrender on the boat or survived the explosion, and they were ultimately cut down at some point. So there's going to be some questions about that, too, that the administration may have to answer at some point.
And how do we know they were trying to surrender? I mean, is there video of them trying to surrender? They're not here to testify about it.
Exactly. Well, we haven't seen the video, and the Department of War has not responded to this as well. You know, but the allegation is that there was a, you know, after the initial explosion and initial destruction of the drug boat, there were people who did survive it. But the allegation is that Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, gave a verbal order or a verbal command to have the survivors, you know, essentially killed. And so there's going to be some questions about, was that Are we legally authorized to do that? Is that allowed under the current war powers? So we'll have to wait and see, because, you know, the administration has a little bit more legal range to go after these cartels because they've designated the cartels as designated terror organizations. But does that mean they have the authority to do something to that extent? And we'll have to find that out.
Yeah, we don't know. And I wonder if there's going to be as much looked into with that particular thing as there will be with the DC shooter. You know, the media, they tend to only focus on that. They don't focus on when innocent Americans are killed. They're not focused on that at all.
And keep in mind, Republicans are still in Congress, so are in control of Congress. So I think there'll be plenty of scrutiny from Republicans when it comes to this individual who allegedly shot these two service members.
Yeah, let's hope so. I don't know that if he was radicalized or he was just, we've been talking about this throughout the morning, if he was radicalized by some kind of religious, idea, or if he was just a disaffected loser. It sounds like he had quit his job and was hanging out in his room all the time. And I don't know if religion played a part. I'm not saying it didn't, but I don't know if that was it or just the fact that he was just a loser in life and thought he'd take it out on innocent people. Don't know.
Yeah. And of course, we always have this question asked, too, is that, you know, what's much different about today's, terror operations as opposed to maybe what they were when the war on terror began is that, some of these organizations are active online and have radicalized people through social media and through the internet. So that's one factor you have to consider as well.
Well, people forget that terrorism is not about killing millions of people. Terrorism is about killing a few and terrorizing millions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we obviously still don't know the motive and maybe the whole story about why this person did this and all that. But obviously, it's very concerning and very terrifying. And I had some family members who were not far away from where the shooting happened on the exact day that it happened, too. So it was a pretty scary last couple hours in D.C., to say the least.
And had he not been taken out when he was or taken down, at least, who knows how many other people he intended to kill? We don't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very scary stuff.
That's all on the table.
Yeah. Ryan Smells, Fox News Radio. Thanks for joining the Mark Cox Morning Show. Great talking to you again.
Hey, thank you, Heidi. Have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Job, Kim. All right. Caller number five, 314-241-9797. Caller five, 314-241-9797. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. All right, people, you got to do better. You've got to do better with the passwords. America's most used passwords in 2025 have now been revealed. And guess what? Number one, admin. People do better.
Shocked it's not password.
That's number two. What is wrong? Can I just say, the passwords are such a pain in the rear end. I don't like it when it gives you, when it creates a password for you.
Yeah, you never remember those.
Well, you can't find it. Yeah. I did that one time, and then I couldn't find out how to even access the... Anyway, it's me, I guess. Here are the 20 most common passwords in the USA this year. Okay, I'm going to read you some of the list, not the whole list. Admin, as we discussed. Password.
Always a favorite.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you kidding me?
Always a favorite.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come on. But if that's not good enough, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's always good. Oh, you might throw in a 9. That really helps. Wow.
And then people wonder why they get hacked.
Exactly. Password with a capital P, and then the normal 1, 2, 3, you know, 1 through 10. The Gmail, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Password number 1. Wow. And then there's something with a lot. Apparently, I can't say on the air. It starts with an F and it ends with a T, and there are a lot of stars in the middle. I think I know what that might be. Anyway, welcome 1, password 1, password 1 exclamation point. Come on, people. You know what's scary about this is when a corporation has people with weak passwords and then somehow a hacker is able to get in. I refer you to some large casino companies in Vegas have had huge trouble with the passwords and being able to get in and then hold the companies hostage.
Ours is ungodly long. They made us make our passwords super long.
I know. It is ridiculously long.
But they said we only had to do it once, so that's good.
Yeah, they finally changed it, right? So we don't have to change it every 3 months or 6 months. Thank God for that, because that was driving people crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sticking with the one I have. Password stays, the word password stays popular, apparently, according to New York Post, around the world. People even use it in local languages. This shows how widespread the problem is. Now, you know, there are some things that don't need a complicated password. Like there was a Bible study I was doing for a while. It's like a national Bible study. And they have you do a password and they want you to do this, a letter, a number. I'm like, I'm not banking here. If somebody signs into my Bible study account, there's nothing on it that's personal. Knock yourself out. Some of these things get more complicated than they should be.
They're just worried, though, that you use the same password over and over.
Well,
so if you get
true.
Into one, then you can get into the rest.
Right. Experts are saying, I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly right. Experts say that stolen logins can expose your email, social accounts, bank information, and more. Many attacks start this way, to your point, Ethan. Once criminals get inside one account, they often try the same password on others. True. Pick long passwords or short phrases, experts are saying. Aim for at least 20 characters. Are you kidding me? 20 characters? Use a unique password for each account. That's what makes you crazy. I mean, when you look at how many things we all have passwords for.
I don't think people do that, to be honest.
No, I know they don't.
Because, like, you would have 20 passwords that are 20 characters long. Like, I don't know 20 passwords I can make up that are 20 characters long.
I guess you have to decide you have to pick a particular category that your password might fall into. You know, I don't even want to mention anything about it, give people ideas. And then you could also turn on multi-factor authentication. And that way you can block these people. I don't even know how to do that, I don't think. Do I?
Yeah, probably. A lot of places do it. Where that way when you sign in, you'll get a text message or something asking, hey, is this you signing in?
Well, our company does that.
Yeah, there are a lot of places like Facebook, I think, does it. You can set it up.
I get why they do it, but it is kind of annoying.
It's annoying,
especially
but
if you don't have your phone by you.
I would
you
rather
you have
that
to get the
than
phone.
Not knowing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess.
Especially if it's somewhere like if I'm buying something, you know.
You know, it's so interesting because I saw a guy wrote a column, I don't know, a year or two ago, talking about how switching his phone was the worst thing he ever did. He changed his phone number. Because that's what we have to do. We have to sign in and then we have to get a code on our phone, right? To sign into any kind of thing online. And how many things, we don't think about how many things every single day in our lives are attached to our phone. you know, not just the normal things that we deal with the phone, but banking and all kinds of other things are on the phone now. And this guy was talking about how ridiculously hard it made his life when he did something simple like change his phone number. Now you can't get into anything.
I still have the same phone number from, I got a cell phone when I was early, eighth grade maybe. I mean, all I had was, you know, Snake, and I had to pay for all the text messages, and I went over every time, so I owed my parents money pretty much every single month.
I'm trying to think. I think I've got my original phone number still.
That's kind of rare, though.
Yeah. I think I had one other cell phone before this one. I've had this phone number for good 15 years, probably.
Yeah, there were only a few numbers I knew, and it was because they had never changed. Like, I knew my mom's, which was very weird. You know, she passed in January, and that's just a weird feeling because they disconnect the phone, and it's so sad. I haven't taken her contact out, you know, from my phone.
Of course
and
not.
It's just, yeah.
Right. Or any of her voicemails. I get it. My mom passed in September, so I get you, girl. I understand exactly what that's like.
I'm sorry,
you
Heidi.
Keep that stuff around. That's okay. We've all been through it.
I still know landline numbers.
Oh, yeah. I remember mine. I remember my childhood one.
Yeah. My grandma's.
Oh, yeah. I have a landline. I actually still keep a landline. I don't even know if the phone's connected to it, but for some reason I keep it. I'm not even sure why I do. I've had the number forever. It's a good number, but I don't know what the point is at this point. I'll tell you what drives me crazy is all these spam calls. I know we all have this problem, but then what the problem with spam calls is obvious, but when you set up your phone to send any call that you don't, it's not in your contacts to spam, you might miss a call from somebody who's not in your contact list.
Yeah.
I mean, does anyone pick up the phone if it's someone says, you know, it's a number you don't recognize? Most of us just let it go to voicemail.
I do for
see
one
who
reason.
It is.
Our school, it doesn't say my daughter goes to Fox. It doesn't say Fox High School or anything like that on it.
Oh,
so we don't know what the number is until, like, we get the recording of our superintendent.
That was never a thing, though, where they
it's
would
so
call
weird.
You. You would, right? How did they used to communicate? Was that a thing where they would call the landline?
No.
Like, I remember for snow days, like, you would just have to
watch
for your
TV
school to see
the radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember when I was, do they call you? I imagine if there's a problem or an emergency with your child or something, they're going to call you, right? Or do they do a text message if the school, like if there was a weather situation and the schools were closed that day, short notice, do they do something like that? Do they text?
Yeah, we get both. We get a text and a phone call, but it's the number every time. I'm like, I don't know what this number is.
Well, now it's all social media. I've heard a lot of sports for public schools, they only communicate with parents through social media. So you're forced to basically get an account, which is frustrating because many people are trying to stay off social media, and then they're making it basically impossible if your kid, you know, wants to be involved in that activity.
Yep. We have to download certain apps so we can talk.
Right.
For our sport. That is true.
That's crazy. I saw a guy the other day, and I told you I've been watching some of these interesting interviews with some of these tech guys. And there was one guy talking about the fact that when Gmail first came out, there was somebody who said, "Hey, we'll have it so it does a notification. You know, ding, 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 got a message, right?" And the guy who was being interviewed said, and I said to the guy, "Well, you're trying to destroy people's attention spans." I mean, these things are all done intentionally to keep us constantly looking at our phone, to keep us constantly checking the messages. And I've had to go through and turn that off because, you know, luckily it's not like I'm a heart surgeon or waiting for an organ transplant. I don't have to have that on all the time. A lot of people do, though, and you're trying to have lunch, ding, 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 but you can't distinguish whether it's an email from your boss or whether it's an email from some, you know, jewelry store or handbag company or whatever that you get emails from, right? It's very difficult to distinguish. I guess you should send those to different places, but it's very difficult because they want your attention every minute of the day.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wouldn't want an Apple Watch. I wouldn't want to be able to just constantly look at my wrist. But I also wish I had set up an email account that I could give all the stores that want your email address and you get some sort of a discount. I don't typically do that, but I have on occasion, and right now this might stress you out, Heidi, I have more than 20,000 emails sitting in my inbox. Not my work inbox, my personal email. And it drives me bonkers. And I would go through and I would sit there and try to delete them. But you know how long it takes you to delete 20,000 emails? And there are some I want in there. So that's the problem. I can't just, everyone's sitting there saying, "Well, just delete them all." I can't. I need some in there.
No, you do. And you have to, and you literally have to, it's that's something to do if you're sitting waiting for a plane. Now you have two little children, so I guess you don't get that time. But if you were waiting for a long flight or something like that and you have some time to kill, yeah, or watching a some boring movie, then you can sit there and do it. But yeah, it takes an incredible, I have thousands and probably at least 10,000 on my emails.
I'd like to talk to anyone who has zero emails in their inbox because it's like a game of whack-a-mole where you delete one and 10 more come in. So that's the problem. You can't keep up. Yeah,
it's
Lisa.
True.
Lisa's saying on Facebook to unsubscribe. So I do that, but don't you feel like a lot of these companies they claim you're no longer subscribed to them, but somehow you still get the emails.
That has happened to me.
Or when you unsubscribe, then they know you're a live person. And then, because some of these people will sell your emails to somebody else.
Yeah.
Recently, I got on a website, I won't mention which one. And all of a sudden, I got so many spam emails, people offering me all kinds of money, all kinds of, that I had never had to that extent before. I'm sure that website sold my information.
Well, that's how they make money. They sell all of our information, you know? That's why they all are itching to try to get our email addresses, because they can, it's profitable to have that information.
I know. Speaking of Target, one last slam before we take a break. So when I got this, my husband got a gift card to Target. I told you I haven't shopped there in 15 years, right? So I scratched it. Of course, it doesn't tell you what the amount is. And I don't want to waste my time until I know what it is, right? Just at least I can know. So I get on the website and they want you to sign up for an account so you can find out how much is on your gift card. And you know what they want? They want your email. And I'm like, then I was aggravated. So then I had to go down to the site and find a living person. I said, ma'am, I was nice, but I was firm. I said, ma'am, I am not signing up for an account so you can tell me how much this gift card is. Tell me how much it is.
Did she?
Yep, she did.
She was scared. How do you freak her out?
I was firm. I wasn't mean, but I was firm. I was like, I am not. Oh, you said, I said, no, that's not how this works. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like $25. For all that, it was worth $25. Really, of my time?
Don't companies realize that sending me 3 emails a day is obnoxious and is actually going to have the opposite effect? I'm going to be very irritated with you instead of wanting to go to your website and shop.
Exactly. Exactly right. And that's a problem. It's like answering a spam call. Once you answer it, they know that number's active. Sorry, Ethan. And then they turn around and they send you 50 more or sell your phone number to say, oh, look, a live person's on the other end. Here's another number for you.
They're worth a lot.
I know. See, we didn't think we were worth anything. Now we know we're worth something to somebody. That's for sure. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Kim on a whim.
Heidi, did you see that video of these anti-ICE protesters who were clashing with police in New York over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Some 150 people who were violent, and at least 18 of the protesters were charged, as they should be, because you have every right to be protesting, thank goodness, but you do not have a right to be violent like they were. So that's some wild video. Not surprising, because that's been playing out across the country. So I found this pretty funny when I ran across an article talking about how an Idaho bar is trying to help Donald Trump crack down on illegal immigration. So here's what they did. They posted on social media saying, this is Old State Saloon, by the way, in Idaho. It says, alert, anyone who helps ICE identify and ultimately deport an illegal from Idaho gets free beer for 1 month at Old State Saloon. And
I like it.
What they want is, they say, if you'd like to claim your free beer, send a detailed email with any evidence, photos, videos, summary of events, dates and times, and then they give their email address. Deportations, which they clearly started just for this, deportations@oldstatesaloon.com.
That's funny. I think the main thing they need to deport in Idaho, though, are Californians who moved there and trying to change their laws. That's another story for another day, but they're just as bad.
Well, they're going to Texas, too, and I don't think a lot of people in Texas want them.
Nope. No, they don't.
Homeland Security, by the way, responded, just, you know, some funny little gif or gif, however you say the word, to the post. But I would like to see if they actually do give someone free beer for 1 month, and, you know, how they would prove that they actually did help to catch somebody who's an illegal.
You know what? It's all about getting some publicity for that bar, isn't it?
Well, yeah, look, because here we are talking about them. But a lot of people would probably want to just be a customer at this bar just because they support what they're doing. Because we have to remember that even though you have a lot of the screaming crazy people like these anti-ICE protesters out of New York City, a lot of America, the majority of Americans, support deporting people. That was the biggest issue that Donald Trump ran on. And he really, I think, won on that. Obviously, his other policies, how he'd handle the economy, things like that, were other big topics that people really cared about this election. But man, the crazy immigration issue, the open borders that we've had for years under Joe Biden that have led to issues like the DC attack with the National Guardsman dead and the other one very badly injured, that's very problematic. And so you have to give him props for doing what he said he would do. He's backing up what he said he would do when he campaigned. And how often does that actually happen?
Well, people are tired of it. They're tired of feeling as if a lot of these folks come into this country and want to just get on the dole. Not everybody, but enough people. One person's too many. We can't afford it. We're tapped out.
I was telling Mark the other week, Heidi, this really good analogy about how you're at a concert and you paid all this money for tickets and it took you forever to actually get the ticket and you're all excited. You sit down in your seat and somebody's sitting there and you say, well, get out. That's my seat. I paid for it. I waited in line to get my tickets. And they say, well, no, I mean, I got in the concert venue, so I didn't pay for my ticket, but I should have every right to be here. Who are you to say that it matters more that you paid for your tickets? That's exactly the idea of illegal immigration. No one in their right mind would be okay with that, yet that they think that illegal immigration is totally fine.
Well, yeah, we've got people. If I were to sneak into a country, I'd keep my head low. We have people who wander around with various flags of various countries demanding rights. Excuse me, you ought to keep your head low and be grateful you're here. But no, you want to make demands?
Well, and there's a lot of people who are American and think that they'd be better off living, well, in basically Gaza. So by all means, please go there and see what life is like.
Let's get a flight to Gaza going. That'd be good.
I hope that this bar gets a lot of support and that people actually, you know, can back up what they're doing. Because it's just kind of funny. Because it's not funny what's happening in the United States, because it's really scary the amount of people who have come over and infiltrated our country. They're coming from all over the place. But you forget that a lot of the majority of the people are actually coming from China.
Right.
What are they doing here? Why do they want to come here so bad? I get that it's great, the greatest country in the world. But we have to ask ourselves, is there something that we're not talking about that is the main reason they want to come here? What are they planning?
Absolutely. Good question. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.